Okay, we're off to Mishnah Tess. Perek Ches Mishnah Tess Bar Sheyesh Boy Beis Shefis Satame. A bar Sheyesh Boy Beis Shefis Satame Vishloise Zchuchis. And those in a glass, and Yesh Boy Beis Shefis Satame. Let's take a look at the Rav. Let's look at the Rav. The Rav says, Bar Sheyesh Boy Beis Shefis HaChofer B'Karka V'Toch with the person is Chofer B'Karka. He digs in the ground and he says, Toch with it, and he smears with it. The tit can stand by itself. We're going tanur shabedinai. We had a couple of disnal el perik a tanur perikay mishnah yud. Tchilosay arba. The shear is arba. The istigar si kor chaf. I skipped the page. Sorry. Tchilosay arba. The istigar si kor bechaf. Where's the word kor? Bar or kor. Sheyesh boy beis shvisa, okay. Vuklisha shematikin boy hazav, which you melt gold, the akesef, the hamatochis and metals, loshen kura barzel, the nearishu tanu shon facham, it's a tanu of smiths. So what is the law? The law is tame. Picture 181, here it is. Let's go look to the picture, a big picture of it. Picture 181, over here, bar. Here's the ground, the bar. We have here, this thing is smeared with tit. And on the top, it comes out like an angle. This is what's called sheyesh boy shefisa. So lo is tamid. Let's take a look over here. Chipa es adfanas abar betit ova. We have smeared the walls of the bar with thick cement. Sheyachol lamoy b'fneyatzma belit tmichas adfanas abar. And it could stand by itself without the support of the walls of the bar. In other words, you can lift this entire thing out of the ground. If you so wish, you can take this entire frame and pull it out of the ground. Habar mishamish lehesek lemitrois she'enem bishul diafia. The bar is mishamish lehesek. The matoros for purposes that are not she'enam bishul v'fi. It's not for cooking and baking, but rather it's for melting metal. It's for to melt metal. Mushum kach ein lebar din tan lekabel tuma. It's not lekabel tuma. Be'shvis so haskin lebar sofa kedei shiuchol l'shlishbos olav kedeira. Okay, so we say over here, you have here this thing. If this thing would not have this thing on the top, this beis shefisa, the only purpose of this bar would not be for cooking or baking, but would be to melt metal or the like, or smiths. Such a type of bar is not mekabel tuma. Such a type of thing is not mekabel, because that's not what it's not called a tanner. Okay, it's not called a tanner. He explained. Let's see here on the bottom. Here's the yisoid. This is a very important yisoid. Okay, we came today for this yisoid. The din when the Torah says the tan and the kiraim of a kabel tomo, it's only when they're made for bishul and afi, for cooking and baking. Habar shebe mishnah sein nasel l'mitlma Torah sacheres. The bar now mishnah is for a different purpose. Ulechein ena mekabel tomo. It's not mekabel tomo. Elim kin hiskin bo beis shvisa. The only way we can make this bar mekabel tomo is if we establish for the beis shvisa. We make this type of extension on the top. Beis shvisa hamachshira gamal bishul, which also now it functions for bishul. The cause of hachazonish shedafka kishas hiskin beis shvisa lehatash bishul for bishul as mekabel tomo. But let's say this was an accident. You made this bar to melt gold, to melt silver, to melt other metals, and then just by accident, the way the bar was formed, you have here beis shvisa, you have here some type of bracket on top, which you can put a pot. That is not sufficient. Even if occasionally you put a pot on top to hire him. Shekevan she'ain, since he called him lekach, ain't enough shovel the tan of the kira idei tashmish arayk ze, zota vezehuta madin betanish in the fochim, the tan of a smith. Shehiske haraf, ubar, shall always say, Sukhis only makes glass. Kivshon a furnace, scam hutar, moisatam, lugabov, leniska in yeshbo shefisa. When it comes to a kifshna furnace, you don't make a shvisa. Even there, if you did make a shvisa, bala daito etzel kol adam. So come to the kiss in a few moments. So chaz we have here, pashut, a bar, yeah. Sheyesh boy be shvisa, which has a place to set apart. Tame, good. You with me?
I'm definitely with you.
B'shal oisei zechuchas. Now we come to the next category. B'shal makes glass. Okay, what oisei zechuchas?
Totally different.
Well, it doesn't make a pivot. See? Im yesh rebe shvisa tame. Same thing.
What is it? It's a thing. It's a tana. It's a...
It's just like this. Same exact thing as this. No. It's made out of cheres. It's made out of cheres. What? Tit. What? No, it's made. It's a furnace that's used to make glass. When glass has to be melted, it's melted. So it's a special oven for glass. It's a gzeres. I never knew this. A gzeres hakasa that a tana. The only time an oven is makabel tuma is only a tana that is made for the purpose of baking or cooking. An oven that is made for commercial purposes, meaning made for glass, made for melting metal, gold and silver, and all that type, those type of things. Those types of ovens are not mekabel tuma. That's what the Mishnah says. No, they're not mekabel tuma. That's what it says.
We didn't get to that yet. It says tuma.
No. So it means, but if in addition is a secondary purpose, in addition to the oven being used for metal and all those things, you also make for the oven a mokam shvisa. You make a ledge on the top of the oven.
Anything.
If you have an oven, bar sheyesh bebeis shvisa. But if you have a beis shvisa, you have this ledge.
Yeah.
Then the oven becomes fit also.
And the bar.
Well, it's not just the bar. It's really it's more than a bar because it stands by itself. That's what it says. You have over here this very thick. You have here this very thick wall. The wall is thick. The wall has a thickness. And the truth is, you can lift the entire thing out of the ground. The reason why we call it a bar is because it's in the ground. But really, it's an independent oven. Because since this thing is very thick and it slides into the ground, if you so wish, you can slide out of the ground. So it's considered to be an independent oven. So the rule is, an oven is only mekabel tuma if you use it to bake or to cook. This oven is not used to bake or to cook, therefore it's tar. But if you make for this oven a ledge, like in this example, there's a ledge which comes out on the top over here and over here, now this oven is also going to be used for a secondary purpose of cooking. Why? Because since it has a ledge, it's very convenient. You can put a pot on the top. So since since you can use it for cooking, so it's mekabel tuma.
What else do you use it for?
Well, the primary purpose. What's the primary use? The primary use is to melt metals. That's what it says here. Since this oven is primarily used for metals, so it alone, if it will be made only for metals, it will be tar. But since you have a secondary purpose, and the secondary purpose is to cook, and how do you show that you also want to use it to cook? By making a ledge on the top. Okay, you okay with this?
Yeah.
Okay, so nochemo. Bar, sheyesh rebeis shvisa, as a ledge, tamei, v'shal oisei zechuchas, same exact thing. You have a bar. A bar is made for oisei zechuchas. To make glass. To shape glass. Same thing. If it's just a flat thing, only for glass alone, it's tar. But if, v'im yesh bebeis shvisa, if you...
It doesn't say tar. It's self-assumed
that it's tar. But im yesh bebeis shvisa, if you go and you fashion a ledge, so that means you also want to put a pot on top of it, then it's tame. Okay, finish. Right. Kivshon shel sayodin. What is a kivshon? It's a furnace of sayodin. Sayod is what? Let's see what it says over here. There is no sayod. What's sayodin? Chof. Him gam kim chvir bekarka. Sayod. I think sayod means people who make lime. People who melt lime. Lime was a very popular commodity in ancient times. What did they use it for? All different types of things. It was used to fill holes, seal, and they would pour it on graves. So the kivshon shel sayodin v'shel za gogin. What's gagogin? Gagogin. What's gagogin? What's zagogin? I don't know what that is. V'shel yoitzrin. What's a zagogin? No one says. OK, So we have to go look up what it means. V'shel yotze. Yotze means a potter. Tahira is tahira. Picture 181. Same exact thing. This over here is exactly this is the same exact thing. Okay, shall yaitrin. No one says what does zagogin means. Bells? What's a bell? A zog. I think it's a bell? Alright, whatever it is. It's a certain type of that's made for different craftsmen. Michelle Yotzum, Yotzer is a.
Yotzum, we said, first of all, is lime.
Lime. Same exact, this oven is.
It looks the same thing, but it's instead of tit, it's lime?
No, it's used to mill lime. It's an oven that's made out of cheres, tit, cement, but so what do they use the oven for? The oven is used in order to melt lime, to melt. Or zagogging. Zagogging means, I think it's some type of metal, I don't know what it is. It's some type of material that is melted down. Mishal Yoyitrim potters. Same thing is to her. All of these ovens are to her. Why are they to her?
Wait a second. We said already that this is what it called?
Stick.
It's thick, but it's tit or cheres. You said v'shel yoytzerin. Okay, you just got finished saying
a yoytzer. What's a yoytzer?
Also used.
Yeah, right.
What is the yoytzerin? What's
a potter. They put in the oven. New pots. It's a kibshon. It gets to a very, very hard.
They put clay.
They make new pots. They put it in the oven in order for it to harden.
Okay.
When you make pottery, how you harden it. So the rule is, we just learned, the rule is the only time an oven is a makabel tum is when it's made for cooking or for baking.
Correct.
This oven is not used for cooking or for baking. However, this is the way he explains it in the bottom. However, even though it's so different, if the oven is purely 100% used for either for...
Sayadin,
Zagogin, and Yoytrin. So the oven is.
It didn't have.
That's what he says on the bottom. That's what he says on the bottom. Is even if you make it.
Even with
why? Because Batloi Daitoi Eitzel Kolodam.
When it comes to those.
No normal person will put a pot on top of a kivshon. It's not the way you. No normal person would put a pot on top of such a type of oven. Therefore, if you do decide to put a pot on top of such a type of oven, tar, because butloi daitoi eitzel kolodam. This is not a normal use, and therefore butloi daitoi eitzel kolodam. Good. Okay, so im yesh ba beishvisu tamev kivshon kivshon shal yodim shal zagogim shal yotzim tohara. Purna, what's a purna? Purna is tanu gadol shal cheres upiskoi betzidoi kein shalanu v'tar mishum dimishamish why dimishamish imakarka mishu imakarka detoni v'tar sefta. So the purna is tar because mishamish imakarka. Here is the oven. Here is the purna. Purna. Purna im yesh lo. Purna im yesh lo lizbeis. If there's a lizbeis tameya, Rabbi Yomer im yesh lo is tegiyos. If it has nistegiyos, okay. Rabbi Yomer im yesh lo shefoyos. Okay, a lot of pictures over here, and let's see the Rav first. Purna tano gadol shel cheres. So pisul b'tzidkein shlanu v'tar v'dushun demishamish emakarka. V'tar b'dusef lizbeis saf ava. Is the gears the coven holes? Kein oisim shoisim latanurim that we make. Okay, shafoyos, soft a dark a thin border. The lochet on a kama of a sin pair of shoes. The lizards is the lingus veshvius hakol echad. The loy pligi elam shkol echad hoye shaynek v'loshen shalom rabbi. Shechaylo the loy marakil loshen rabbi. Okay, so let's go to the picture. A lot of pictures over here to explain what this is. Where I'll be here a purna. Yeah, a purna with purna as an opening. Okay. Tanner Sosum, Melamala, Upisho Bitsidoi, Manichim Kederos Bikarki, Iso Kede Lafispa. Okay, we put pots inside in order to bake. Okay, so it's an open oven. Tanner, Madikim is a pastel, Devnai Kede Lafispa. Okay, Tanner, so you put bread, but this is the chilik between a Tanner and a Purna. A Tanner is something that you use for bread. A Purna is something used for pots. See the difference?
It's an oven used for pots?
Obviously, here is what it says. Purna. It's a taner sasum milamala. Upischoi betzidoi. Opening is on the side. Umanichen kideos bekarki isoi kide lefespo. You put pots on the ground. That's what the Rab means, that the porn is a Tana Godlo Shol Cheres Upisla
Misidoy. The pots on the bottom to bake?
No, not to bake, to cook.
It's the Akles. The Akles.
Okay, oh, Levespa, okay, Levespa, let's say to Bishol.
Lafus is to bake.
Okay, that to bake with it. Okay, you're right. Let's see what it is. Look what's the caption. Tan v'kira mekabelum tum aval pishayim mechubam l'karka. A tan v'kira mekabelum tum, even though they're attached to the ground. The gzeres akosef.
If they attach to the ground, it should be a reason for it not to be.
Right. Normally, some mechubam l'karka is tar, but they are the exception. We learned this many times. A tan v'kira even attached to the ground is the exception. The tan v'shemadikim by sapasla doifna taner. That you shemadikim apasla doifna v'yoifin by yesh kan ma'isa kli v'zeru tataner shenim b'torah. A taner to which you attach bread. This is the case of the Torah. So why is a taner tameh? Because you're using the actual walls of the oven. Here's your classic taner. They're showing you over here a see-through vision, x-ray vision. You see over here a loaf of bread is attached to the wall of the taner. You're using the actual wall of the taner to assist you in cooking, in baking. You're baking the bread. The way the bread is being baked is being attached to the wall of the oven. Good? Now, Avul Porno, here's the Chiddush. He wants to bring out over here the Chiddush of the Porno. Avul Porno, Shafiya Nases Bikarki Yisra Shalataga Kark Oilam. But a Porno, where is the baking being done? The baking is not being done in the wall of the oven. The oven wall is just there to provide heat, in order to intensify the heat. Where is the baking being done? The baking being done is on the earth, on the ground. The pots are positioned on the ground. Avul porno shafia nases bekarkisa shikarko oilam ein hafia atzma maisa shel kli. The baking itself is not a maisa shel kli. The ein zebichlal tanush nishet tama Torah. V'zeo kavonas harav shekosa shapurna tohoira mishum shemeshamesh esem hakarko. The poorness to Haira, because it's Mishamesh Makarka, the pots are resting on the ground. The pots are not actually being served directly by the wall of the porna. When it comes to the tanur, the wall of the tanur itself is what is providing usage. Because the wall of the tanur itself is where you would stick the bread. But the porna, you're not putting the bread against the wall of the oven, you're putting the pots on the ground of the oven. So what is the law? The law is a porn is tahira. Okay. However, but let's say yesh lizbeis tameya. If you have a lizbeis, what is a lizbeis? A lizbeis is a rim. You see, there's a rim. The charm kederus al gavi haporna. Then you put charm and you heat up pots on top of the porna on top. Lizbeis is a doifen.
It looks like a kira.
It looks like a kira on top of a tanner.
Right.
So kira tavatana, kishayesh lapurna lizbeis, mischamimim kideros al gade hapurna. Vareyu kukol tanu v'oysa maisa kli. Therefore, what exactly is serving the pots? Not the ground, but the paner itself. The walls of the tanu are supporting the pots. Ulechein mekablim tomam. Keim yeshba astigoyos. What's astigoyos? Nikavim, if there are holes. One hole, two holes. Oysam shoysam latanimik holes. Near Lufarish becoming a Sarav Shal, Yidehas Tagonos, Aevsho Lavashal al Gabe Hapurna, you could put a pot on top because the heat goes all the way up. But you could also make a click a hole, key will hit the cable to him. Okay, the next picture. I'm going to leave Gam Kishesh Safadaka. There's a very small rim, a Safadak Klemar Namucha, a very small rim. You don't have to have a big rim. Lapurna, are we Slavashal Alecha? So we finished. Let's cause the Mishnah with all these sedes. Okay, all these sedes of the Mishnah. We start with a bar, a pit. Sheyesh boy beis shefisa. A pit has a beis shefisa. Here is the pit. Here is the pit in the ground, and you have a thick tit, in order which makes a wall, and sometimes you make a beis shvi, so you don't just make it straight, you make it with a ledge. So the chiddush is, me'ikar hadin, this bar is not being used for baking and cooking. If it's not meant to be used for baking and cooking, me'ikar hadin, it is tahoira. The only time the Torah says a taner is metkabel tuma, it's a gezeris akosta, the taner and a kirayim, which means it's made for baking or cooking. A taner is typically used for baking, and a kira is used for cooking. If it's not for baking and cooking, then a Torah, it's tahoira. This is not used for baking and cooking, it's used for all different types of things. However, sometimes people have a secondary use. The primary use is to melt gold, silver, or other types of things, but they make a shvisa, they make a ledge, and the purpose of the ledge is a secondary purpose in order to cook, to put a pot on top of it. So here it says, they have over here a bar, sheyesh bei beis shvisa, has a beis shvisa, tamei. If it's secondary use, it's good enough, it makes this thing into a kli, a ton of the kirayim, and it's mekabel tumah.
Right,
Shafisa,
right, it has the ledge.
Shafisa, the ledge. The shal oiz zechuchis. What about oiz zechuchis? Same thing. If you have a bar.
A bar, right.
Im yesh ba beis shafisa, exactly the same thing. Tomei, same exactly. Tomei. However, when it comes to a kivshin, a furnace, shal sayadin, or v'shal zagogin, or v'shal yoitrin, these things, even if your shvisa, it's tahira, because
even if it has a beis shvisa,
it's tahira. Right. Why? It's never used for cooking or baking.
Right.
And if you do decide to use it for cooking or baking, so we learned over here that butlay daita eitzel kol adam. Im yesh beis shvisa, the kivshon shel sayadin, v'shel zagogin, v'shel yoitzrin, tahira. Period. New halacha. Purna. What is a purna? Purna is a big open oven. What do you put the pots? You put the pots inside. You don't actually use the wall. The oven is just there to create an environment. It's not actually being used. The walls itself are not being used. You're not supporting anything on top. You're not attaching dough to the wall of the oven. You're just opening. You're putting it open air. You put the pots in. So mamela purna. So it itself is tahira. But if you want to go and use the purna and you're going to use the walls of the purna itself, for example, purna, im yesh la lizbeis, if it has a lizbeis, like this, lizbeis is a rim, im yesh la lizbeis, tmeya, because now you're putting the pots on the actual taner itself,
the
mela, the taner itself, putting it in. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, no. Im yesh lo istegiyos, holes. Because if there are holes also, where you can put the pot? You can put the pot on top.
Rabbi Yehuda is just adding.
Adding, right. He's adding in Echanam. He's adding, right. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, im yesh lo istegiyos. Rabbi Gamliel, Oymer, he's even more, this is machlokes, im yesh lo shifoyos. It doesn't have to be tall. Even if the rim is very, very narrow, that's also enough. He's coming to Itanakama, disagrees with him. They have a small area. Even a small area would be sufficient according to Shita. Even if you have just a Shefoyos, that would also be sufficient.
But that's going back on this case. It's not going back on this case. It's going back on...
Right, on this case. Right.
So I don't understand the Hemshech. It should really...
opinions. Right.
It should really say this case. This is a whole different case.
Right. Okay, he's coming to argue on the first case. Okay, the first opinion. The first opinion says, no, it's not enough.
That you says, yesh.
It's the Gios. That's this case. It's the Gios.
What's the case before that? What's this case?
Lizbeis. These are all porna. All these cases are called the porna.
Porna, right. Porna, yesh la.
Lizbeis.
Lizbeis, if it has this kind of akira-like type of thing on top of it.
Tmeya. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, yesh la is the Gios. He holds a new case if it has istegios. Along comes Rambam Lila Omer. I disagree with Tanakama. Tanakama says you have to have yesh lizbeis. You don't need a lizbeis. Even
it's
in yesh. Yeah, derech mishnah. Yes. Good. Gvald. Next mishnah. Mishnah Yud. Maga tmeimes shahoyu acholim umashkim l'soich pif. Okay, whole new case. Hichnis roish liavir atanur. Okay, so this guy has in his mouth tumah. A magatemes, he touched. He's a salifa, let's see over here. Magatemes, Adam, a human being. You know what that is? What is an Adam? What is an Adam? I don't know what is an Adam. Shinoga betamimes. V'naser rishon. So he did not touch the mace himself. He touched the tumah. It's different. What did he touch? He touched an avatama. So what is he? What is this menshala here? What is he?
He touched
an avatama,
so he's a rishon.
Rishon. Adam shnaga. We have a rishon. That's a rishon. The tumah mace. Have you have a tumah? The yisar nagevidah. So nagevah rishon. Mashkim shabesach piv to the tumah is a taner. And this guy has mashka. He has liquid. He has some liquid in his mouth. Mashkim shabesach piv to the tumah is a taner. Or kishnilusuli. Everyone would be mitam. Then when he goes to the ear space, the avakav duatzma in the tumah. The inkli mekabel tumah ella me avatumah hareiz oimer. So the oven says, "What well, contaminated you?" What contaminated you did not contaminate. This we had the mission before. Viata timatin kedam b'sofar d'rabbanu gazra al-mashkim sheyu mitamim kelim gzer mishum mashkim azova azova kedaminim b'sach Shabbos v'ochlim d'nokadacha klein naspa shrein oichal mitamim kli. So this doesn't mean food. This is lav dafka el mashkim ulvad mitamim kelim. So therefore, he says over here the Rasa Chesed that acholim is lav dafka. When it says acholim, you have to really put that in parentheses. Acholim do not kadacha kedei nospe. It was just put in by accident. Kshari ein oichlim etamikli ella mashkim ulvad etamikelim. Ukfitzas piv eina matzelas. Closing the mouth is not matzelas. The ein some apostle matzel al tumah shabesoychay melatamachem. Ooh, because even no better than the tzad apostle. Kal el. Ubar min din had the tanya b'sasefta the kelim that call matzilim liyedech yichares afilu kli galalim kli adam chutz min ha'adam hilkach tahar shahare oichlu mashkim l'sich hilgatar shahayu oichlu mashkim l'sich pev v'ichnes v'ashul avi etanur shutame nitmu. Then other matzil, but some apostle miyad kli cheres. So what is it over here? Ubar min din had the time to serve the kelim. Hakol matzil midat to midi cheres. Everything is matzil midi cheres. Afilu kli glolim or kli adama chutz min adam. Hilkach tohar shayu oichlim mashkim. So a person who is tohar. So let's take a look at the Mishnah. Magat Tmeimes, a mensch who is a Tmeimes, he's a Rishon, and in his mouth he has a liquid. So what is the law? The liquid becomes a liquid. The liquid becomes Tamei. So the person is a Rishon. So what is the liquid in his mouth? It's also a Rishon. Liquid always, the liquid
takes on whatever the
person is. So Hashayich L'mashon Musa Piv. He dipped his head in the Avratana. Hichnis Rosh L'Avratana Tohar. I'm sorry. Hichnis Rosh L'Avratana Tanner Tohar. If the Tanner until now, was Tohar.
Just remains Tohar.
No. Tim Uhu, he, the person, contaminates the oven. The oven was in the past tense tohor. This person.
Would you say it's contained, but it doesn't make it contained?
The Avir Taner. No, in his mouth. So what do we learn? That's exactly what the Rashi says. What do we learn last week? We learned last week that if you have a kli, a tzomet pasil, you have an earthenware utensil that's completely sealed, and in the earthenware utensil there is a dead sheretz. What happens? Does the tumah penetrate the tzomet pasil? Yes, it does. A tzomet pasil only can protect food from becoming tumah, but does not protect tumah from escaping. Did you remember this? We learned that it can transmit. It can't transmit, but it can have a mekabel. We learned this season. We are brainwashed with this yisod. That a kli cheres is sheltered from a taner that's only in regard to it cannot be mekabel tumah, but it can transmit tumah. So therefore, a human being is no better than a
tzomet pasil.
So if he has in his mouth liquid, and the liquid is tumah, and now it enters into the oven, what happens to the oven? The oven becomes tumah.
Right.
So we start off with an oven that is tar. A person dips his mouth into the oven that is tar. Inside his mouth there is mashke. The mashke has a din of a rishon l'tumah, which has the capacity to become tumah the oven. The oven becomes tumah. Nochamal. Maga. Tamimei is a person who is a Rishoin, Shayuach Olim Mashkin Lusav, which has food and drink in his mouth. Hich Nisroi Shal Yavra Tanur, if he dips his head into Davra Tanur, Tohar, Timuhu. The Av becomes Tamei. However, let's say all the way around, the Tohar, Shahayu, a person was Tohar. Shahayu Achalu Mashkin Lusav, Pivich Nisroi Shal Davra Tanur Tamei, and dips his mouth into an Avra Tanur. So what happens? Nitmohu, he becomes Tamei. Got it?
Yes.
If he is Tohar,
yes.
And the oven is
Tamei,
and he bends down,
right.
What happens?
Nothing.
No, he becomes Tamei.
He
bends down into.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very late.
Yes, let's finish it up. So he bends in, he bends down, right? He's Tahar, right?
Yeah.
And now he puts his head into. So he becomes Tamei. Why?
Because the liquid in his mouth becomes Tamei.
Oh, he had liquid in his mouth?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And the liquid in his mouth was tar until then, huh?
Yeah, but now that it's in the Avir Tanur, he's not a Tzumet Pasil, he's not a sealed pot.
He's not.
Oh, he's not.
We
were saying before, even if he was in the previous case, uh-huh. Even if he was considered okay. To be sealed, it would not make a difference. But in this case, since he's not called sealed, made with something. Let's see. Rosh Avir Tanur, Nitmo. Okay, we have to go with the pictures, so we'll take time to go with this.
Okay.
Almost finished. Okay, well, we did a very hard mission. We have to be satisfied. We did Mishnah tests. We did the bar. We learned all these new Yusaydis, the Shvisa, all different types of baras, the Tana, the Purna, the Karaka, the three did Lizbeis, the Istigios, and the Shifoyos. And we started the case of the person. All right, we accomplished today.
Okay. Yeah.
You have to be satisfied. Yesh kana lamai. Almost.